Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on.
GAA.
Welcome back to Game On. I'm playing tricks on poor old Marie here, pressing wrong buttons and throwing her completely off sort. We're meant to hear from Declan Lawler and who else?
Damien Lawler and Niall McTavish. Hopefully we'll hear from this time.
Give it a go.
Game on.
Gaelic football.
Damien, three motions to be discussed. The advance mark, it seems like one that should probably get the go ahead. What are your thoughts on that one?
I think it's good. I mean, I watched Cathal McShane and Matty Donnelly more so than any other players in Ireland absolutely thrive under it, and actually got Tyrone attacking again, and it was good to watch. People will say it's breaking momentum of Gaelic football in a sport that doesn't need further momentum to be broken, but no, I think it's actually encouraging a skill of our game further forward. But Niall, to me, you might say to me, Niall, no, I depend on quick ball, I don't like this rule, or this actually might help me get on the ball a lot more, so you'd know better than I would.
Yeah, but it's funny, this year I suppose with the league, I know I come on as a sub against Carlow, I think it was my second game back this year, and very first ball that was kicked in was a mark, just about 21 metres out. And I suppose the way the game has changed in terms of people, a lot of players have been dropped back and stuff, it does keep defences honest in terms of if you're kept in close to goal, if someone can hit it at a 40-yard pass and or whatever metres it is, but if say it's outside the 45, you are a threat on the edge of the square. Mm. You are a threat in close to goal. And it could prolong a lot of guys' careers as well. being honest. Because, you know, it does add that extra dimension to the game where players might be able to get away with it a little bit more.
And Marie, you've seen like Donaghy back in the mid-noughties, Quirk, all these, you know, Cussin, Webster, all these towering lads bring more drama and excitement to games, and there is now a role for them in the intercounty game where coaches might have felt they weren't mobile, and not the guys I've mentioned, but that template. It's exciting, I think it'll come true as well.
There'll be coaches now at basketball courts trying to scout players. We had David Goff actually on Game On recently enough, and he was talking through the rules, so let's hear from him.
It's a huge challenge. I mean, that rule book is not an easy thing to become an expert in. And we have 40 odd aggressive fouls that are specific just to contact and players, and to know all of them inside out, to understand them, to be able to reflect on them, and to be able to call them from memory is a huge asset.
They're definitely going to have a tough task if they have some more rules to bring in as well. Yeah. And Niall, the sin bin, would you be in favour of that one?
I think I would, yeah. Again, it adds something new to the game as well, you know, even from a coaching point of view, because you have so many things going on in terms of if it's your own player that's getting into a sin bin, well, how are you going to adapt to it? What way are you going to set up? How are you, before the game, pre-plan things? If someone does end up getting into the sin bin, are we dropping X amount of players? Are we going to play with two or three up front? Are we going to stay the way we are? And even as the opposing team then having an extra man in the field, how are they going to utilise that as well? So, in terms of, yeah, I think in terms of from a black card point of view, I think it's a better option. I think it has more of an effect. I think it's a better punishment for the crime. I'd say
about 20 years ago, Marie, it was actually in place. Pat Daly brought it in, and they didn't stick with it.
2004, I think wasn't it?
They only lasted about like 6 weeks. I think one of the high profile managers gave out about it, and that was it. Gone a few weeks later, and I think there was a bit of criticism that the linesman had too much officiating and paperwork to do. But I think you just appoint somebody to, you appoint a sin bin manager for want of a. Look after the likes of McNamee when he's over there every two games or so.
And then the third one, kickouts taken from the centre point of the 20 metre line, it must travel forward, Niall.
Yeah, love that one. In terms of, it's funny, I was chatting to a goalkeeper recently and he was actually saying how difficult it is at the moment on the 14 yard line to get it out past the 21. With players, teams pushing up and stuff, that was very, very difficult, and a lot of players as well struggle with a long kick as well, and it actually will add an advantage for a team to get further out from goal. I think that's a very, very, I think it's an easy one.
Game on. GAA.